Well, if you ever go to speech classes and things, they always say a good visual aid is worth 1,000 words. So, no, I'm not responsible for these being up, these Christmas decorations, but they are a good visual aid for my sermonette this afternoon. The first words that I put down was bah humbug. So, yes, they are. Yes, well, they are. I'm sure you've all had the conversations. What? You don't celebrate Christmas? Oh, I do. Even though we don't know what day Christ was born on, we use Christmas to celebrate his birthday. Or from those that we once fellowshipped with, we observe Christmas now to observe Christ and to show our love for him. So this morning I just want to ask one question. Is it possible to keep Christmas and still honour God? Let's go to the Catholic Encyclopedia. Good place to start. But the Catholic Encyclopedia says about Christmas, the early celebration, Christmas was not among the earliest festivals of the church. That in the scriptures, sinners alone, not saints, celebrate their birthdays. And also in the Catholic Encyclopedia, it's talking about natal day, the term used by the Romans to denote what we call birthdays. Origen had evidently some similar thoughts before him when he insists that of all the holy people in the scriptures, no one is recorded to have kept a feast or held a great banquet on his birthday. It is only sinners like Pharaoh and Herod who make great rejoicings over the day on which they were born into the world below. So is it possible to honour Christ while keeping Christmas? Let's turn, please, to Matthew 15. Matthew 15, scriptures we know very well, starting in verse 7. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouths, to honour me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. So Christmas. Wikipedia. What do they say about Christmas? It is the annual commemoration of the birth of Jesus Christ, celebrated generally on December the 25th, as a religious and cultural holiday by billions of people around the world. A feast central to the Christian church year. It closes the Advent season and initiates the 12 days of Christmastide. Christmas is a civil holiday in many of the world's nations, is celebrated by an increasing number of non-Christians, and is an integral part of the Christmas and holiday season. The precise day of Jesus' birth, which historians place between 7 and 2 BC, is unknown. In the early to mid-4th century, the Western Christian Church first placed Christmas on December the 25th, a date later adopted also in the East. Theories advanced to explain the choice include that it was selected to coincide with either the date of the Roman winter solstice or some other winter festival. While I was looking through Wikipedia and trying to count up the number of different winter festivals there were, I gave up when I stopped at 30. All of them with different religions, different themes, you know, ranging from the sun god, the god of fertility riding through the sky on a sleigh made of reindeer bones and other such weird things. And they look at us and call us weird. Just carrying on, I mean, it's so evident, you know, that the world can understand or, you know, knows that this is a pagan holiday. Wikipedia carries on. Many of the popular celebratory customs associated in various countries with Christmas have pre-Christian or secular themes and origins. Popular modern customs of the holiday include gift giving, music, an exchange of Christmas cards, church celebrations, a special meal, the display of various decorations, including the Christmas tree, lights, garlands, mistletoe, nativity scenes, and holly. In addition, several figures known as St. Nicholas, Father Christmas, and Santa Claus, among other names, are associated with the bringing of gifts to children at the Christmas time. So the world has got all this information. They know exactly what it is. but we're doing it to honour God, to show our love to him. Pre-Christian background. Pre-Christ, it was the birth of the unconquered Son. Modern scholars have argued that the festival was placed on the date of the solstice because it was the day when the sun reversed its southward retreat and proved itself to be unconquered. Some early Christian writers connected the rebirth of the sun to the birth of Jesus. Oh, how wonderful acted providence that on that day on which the sun was born, Christ should be born also. That was the Bishop of Carthage. And the Archbishop of Constantinople also commented on the connection. They call it the birthday of the unconquered, who indeed is so unconquered as our Lord. How they link the pagan to what is truth. They twist it and they use the pagan holidays to honour Christ. The sun god, Sol Invictus, invincible sun, was the official sun god of the later Roman Empire. In 274, Aurelian made it an official cult alongside traditional Roman cults. Scholars disagree whether it was a new deity or a refoundation of the ancient Latin cult of Sol, a revival of a cult which I cannot pronounce, or a completely new one. The god was favoured by the emperors after Aurelian and appeared on their coins until Constantine. The last inscription referring to Sol Invictus dates to 387. Sol Invictus, or the birth of Sol Invictus, on 25th of December, is thought to be responsible for the date of Christmas. This is straight from Wikipedia. This is how the world understands, you know, Christmas. It is a pagan holy day that they are using as the birth of Christ. The Romans held a festival on December the 25th of Dies Natal Invicti, the birthday of the unconquered one. And just to underline it, the bishop Jacob Bar Salibi wrote in the 12th century, it was a custom of the pagans to celebrate on the same 25th of December the birthday of the sun, at which they kindled lights in token of festivity. In these solemnities and revelries, the Christians also took part. Accordingly, when the doctors of the church perceived that the Christians had a leaning to this festival, they took counsel and resolved that the true nativity should be solemnized on this day. Turn, please, to Deuteronomy 12. Deuteronomy 12. This is the Israelites, before they come into the promised land, God is telling them how they should conduct themselves. Deuteronomy 12 and in verse 30. Sorry, starting in 29. When the Lord your God cuts off before you the nations which you go to dispossess, and you displace them and dwell in their land, take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them. After they are destroyed from before you, that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? I also will do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abomination to the Lord which he hates has been done to their gods, for they burn even their sons and their daughters in the fires to their gods. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it or take away from it. God clearly laid out in Deuteronomy 16 and Leviticus 23 what days his people were to observe. God says plainly in his instruction book to us that he will not accept that kind of worship, even though intended in his honour. To him, he says, it is offering what is abominable to him, and therefore it honours not him, but the false pagan gods that God says we must not worship. And we must not worship him according to the dictates of our own conscience. A term that I'm sure we have all heard a few times over the last few years. And it's interesting to note that Julius Caesar actually established December the 25th as the date of the winter solstice in Europe. All of these things coming together on the one date. And then the early doctors of the church realizing that the people hankered after it. So let them celebrate it. John 14 in verse 15, we won't turn there, but it says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." So in conclusion, apart from just saying bah humbug to it all, which is a pretty good starting point, it is clear that the winter festivals were not instructed by God, and they were not to be observed by the true Christians, as in Deuteronomy and Leviticus clearly set out, but the Gentile nations celebrated a multitude of festivals through the winter months, based on and around the winter solstice, the celebration and the rebirth of the sun god and other gods such as the god of fertility. It is impossible to honour God as the Gentiles worship their gods. God instructs us not to worship him in the way that the pagans worship their gods. Just read a paragraph or two from The Plain Truth About Christmas. "That is precisely what millions are doing today. They ignore the commandment of God. He commands regarding taking the customs of the pagans and using them to honour and worship God. Thou shalt not do so according to the Lord thy God. Still, most people today take that command of God lightly or as having no validity whatsoever and follow the traditions of men in observing Christmas. Make no mistake, God will allow you to defy and disobey him. He will allow you to follow the crowd and traditions of men. He will allow you to sin. But he also says there is a day of reckoning coming. As you sow, so shall you reap. Jesus was the living word of God in person, and the Bible is the written word of God. And we shall be judged for eternity by these words. They should not be taken lightly or ignored." And in Revelation 18, verse 4, says, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive her plagues." Let's take that as a very stern warning not to have anything to do with Christmas in any way, shape, or form.